Kenny Stevens, coach of Little Rock Central, joins us. Let's talk a little 7-on-7, Kenny.
It's a hard act to follow.
Well, I'm sorry I'm putting you up against it. You guys got 7-on-7 starting tomorrow, is that correct?
That's right. It's going to be called the Image One Tiger Classic. It's at Quigley Stadium. It starts at 1 o'clock. We've got 8 teams, including us, Arkansas Baptist, Clarendon, Parkview, Lake Hamilton, Sheridan, Mountain Home, and Catholic.
Talk about the importance of you guys getting out there and playing 7-on-7 and having these 7-on-7 competitions during the summer. Because when Matt played, it wasn't 7-on-7 in the summer. Matt was inside playing video games.
Well, I'd play an AU ball, but I think
that too.
My maybe sophomore or junior year was the first time you could actually even have spring practice. And when I was at Northside, we went to maybe one that was maybe at like Shiloh Christian or something, but there wasn't a lot of different events like that to happen. And talk about the growth, how it has been growing in the state.
Well, I know last year we participated in 7 of them, and we met as a staff at the end of football season in December and come together and said that, you know, 7 may have been too many. We've scaled it back this year to 4 or 5, but the amount of competition at these events that we played in the Shootout of the South and Lake Hamilton, the winner of that is in our tournament. I think they add a lot to our tournament by coming, and I'm very thankful that they're in it. But the amount of competition, it does, you know, it's kind of a neutralizing factor. Small school, big school, and 7-on-7 doesn't really matter because you don't have that size of the line.
Sure.
And you know, so I think as far as competition goes, I know last year we played in the Elite 7-on-7 in Springdale and played against some very good schools. And it exposes our kids to a different brand of football. And it also, last year, was bringing a sophomore quarterback, Cooper Westbrook, along. And it got him into some throwing and catching situations and competitive situations and helped with his reading a lot. He's really matured over the past year.
And that's another thing I was going to ask you is how, you know, is the coach right there in the huddle, and how does it help these sophomores, these juniors, these guys? And we just had Shamar Bracey in that he played football for 1 year. It gives them extra practice time, the terminology, hand signals. Do y'all use a lot of hand signals?
We don't use a lot of hand signals. And in 7-on-7, depending on the tournament that you're in, the one in Springdale, you're not allowed to be in the huddle. So we did have to accommodate and use some hand signals. But most of them, the offense my defensive coordinator always says, well, y'all have got a distinct advantage because you're right there and you can size up the defense, which is true. You're right there in the huddle and you can communicate with him. And sometimes you can even tell him his read, you know, right behind him. So it depends on the tournament. But for the most part, you know, it's another level of competition. And, you know, our kids like to be competitive. They're competitive with each other. And you add that for where you get to compete against another team after they've worked out and had, you know, grueling the grind, so to speak, since January. They get to go out and play against another school. And you develop rivalries in 7-on-7 just like you do in the 10 game regular season in the fall.
What are some of the basis of the rules? I think when we went to one of them or so, but you had like 4 seconds to throw the ball. The quarterback couldn't actually scramble. What are some of the rules? You know, if a defensive gets an interception, can they return it for a touchdown, or do they get 3 points for an interception? What are some of the rules?
They vary from place to place, but you're right. The quarterback can scramble. I know some schools will have what they call a leaper at the tee to jump up and down and distract the quarterback. We like to move ours out of the pocket a little bit. If you throw and the defense intercepts, a lot of times it's either 2 or 3 points. Mm-hmm. I know in the Elite 7-on-7 in Springdale, if the defense had a stop, it was 2 points. So the defense was awarded for a stop. You know, and
3 downs to get a first.
3 downs to get a first. It goes from the start. Normally they start at the 40. The first down's at the 25. The second first down's at the 10, and then the touchdown.
Okay.
And touchdown's worth 7, or you can attempt a 2-point conversion. If you make it, you get 2. If you lose it, you take points off the board. We try not to take points off
right,
the board.
Right, get to 7 and go right, on, yeah. Right.
Can you talk about the Tigers this year and the schedule? You open at Little Rock Catholic, War Memorial Stadium on September 5th, Thursday night. That's the Thursday before Arkansas plays Samford at War Memorial Stadium.
We're looking forward to that. We're looking forward to the season as a whole. We've got 35 seniors with a senior class that large. You expect some great leadership. I think we've had some in the off season. Some guys step up. We're a lot of good things happening around the program right now. We're going back to black helmets. That's a big deal. They should be in sometime this week, hopefully. And a lot of good things are happening around the program. We've got 100, and I know 110, maybe a little more than that out right now. That's not counting the ninth graders whenever they arrive. So numbers are up, enthusiasm's up. Overall, Tiger Nation's a good place to be right now.
Do you poke fun at Scooter, the head coach Scooter Register over there, about becoming a Hall of Famer?
I try not to poke fun at him. I guess I'm going down Friday night with him to the ceremony. But yeah, it's nice working for a legend.
He is a legend. You guys are going to play El Dorado, a school that he was at home. Your home schedule this year: Bryant, El Dorado, Searcy at home in three back-to-back Fridays, September the 13th, the 20th, and 27th. West Memphis at home, and Marion and North Little Rock at home, with road trips, like we said earlier, to Little Rock Catholic, which is just a couple miles down the road, and then at Jonesboro, at Cabot, and at Mountain Home. So, yeah, two long road trips, but a relatively schedule that I guess would suit you guys well by having so many games at home.
Well, you flipped that to last year when we had three home games and seven away games. This year, having seven home games is a big deal for us. We had a lot of interest in coming to our games last year. We just didn't have a lot of them here in Little Rock. So hopefully everybody will come out and watch what the kids have been doing and the coaches, and see what we have to offer. But yeah, we're looking forward to a good season. I mean, it's a tough conference. You put West Memphis and Cabot returning a lot of experience. West Memphis always good. Searcy, Marion. North Little Rock, historically speaking, this Eastern Conference is tough, and any Friday night you can get beat if you're not ready to play.
Talk about, for those who are listening and want to come watch the 7-on-7 tomorrow, what do they need to do? How much is admission, and where can they park?
You park in the student parking lot behind center field wall of the baseball field, I guess would be the northeast corner of the stadium, mm-hmm. and walk through the alleyway between Quigley and Buddy Coleman Field. And it's $5 admission. Get you in. Starts at 1 o'clock. The championship game should go off about 6:30. It's $5, and we'll have concessions. And
now, can you leave, come back, $5?
It'll be a wristband. You'd be good the rest of the day with the wristband on.
What when you're looking forward to this season, what does the 7-on-7 help with your team as far as accomplish, and what are y'all's goals? What are you looking forward to this year?
Well, obviously, 7-on-7 helps us with the passing game, helps our quarterbacks with his reads, which plays have which reads, and that. It also helps. We've incorporated our running back into our passing game a lot. That's going to assist us not only with just the throwing and catching, but maybe the lateral movement and cutting. Obviously we're going to be able to run the football, hopefully. That's what we try to establish first.
Right.
With a junior quarterback who started every game last year as a sophomore, he's gaining a lot more knowledge of the game, and Coach Seward does a great job with the quarterbacks and getting them ready and getting them prepared to play.
See, I think that's a great point you're making with the running backs, because nowadays running backs are asked to catch the ball a lot more than they were in the years past, and so this is just valuable time just practice and running backs catching the balls out of the backfield.
Right. We've got a pretty good one. We've got several pretty good ones: Logan Moraney and Trey James, and they can get after it.
Is Coach settled in on quarterback this year?
Cooper Westbrook did a great job last year, and we're looking for great things from him this year.
Sounds good. Ready for the season to get here?
Ready. This time of year.
This next month's the longest,
it's tough,
huh?
Yeah. It's tough,
it just seems like it, doesn't it?
When do y'all start practice, actually?
We've got
camp.
August the 5th. We'll start practice in the morning. Right now we're coming in 6:30 to 8:30 in the mornings, lifting and conditioning. But we'll start full bore.
And do they have – I know rules have changed, because even when I was from my freshman to my senior year at Arkansas, you could only have so many two-a-days. You couldn't have back-to-back two-a-days. How are the rules in high school now as far as with two-a-days and the rules that way?
We elect to not do two-a-days. We do go early in the morning. We go from 6 until, probably a couple of 3 hours. But we elect not to do two-a-days. I know that if you do two-a-days, you have to come back the next day, and I think the rule is you can only practice for 2 hours the next day, and then you can go two-a-days. But you can't do consecutive two-a-days. When I played, I think we had three-a-days.
That's not been too long ago.
Two weeks of it,
yeah. And I hated the time when you're about day 4 and you're tired, you're sore, you're not having a good practice, and you get to about period 12 and coach says, all right, reset that, and you start all the way back in your stretch lines and start all the way over again. Yeah.
Speaking of the three-a-days, we were – Matt, when I was broadcasting at Centennial Valley Country Club, the weekly All-Star Games, and talking to Mike Malham, and I do want to say our thoughts and prayers are with Mike and his family. I believe he lost his mother. Over the weekend. But he was saying he would do three-a-days if he could get away with it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, he's a coach that he's like, they won't let me do two-a-days anymore. Now I can only do one-a-day. And most of the times, the way we were able to beat people is we would just out-tough them, out-physical them, because we had been out there doing two-a-days. He goes, I'd like to do three-a-days, but they won't let me do three-a-days.
Right. Yeah, and you had the 5-minute water breaks where you had to run over and get your water and come back, and now you have water everywhere you look around.
Water,
you know?
When you turn around. Yeah. I mean, there's someone there holding a Gatorade bottle or something with either Gatorade in it or water ready to go. And that's another thing, too, Kenny, with you guys switching to the turf, I mean, it's going to be hot tomorrow. Yeah, that kind of helps you get in condition
right,
as well.
Right. You know, last year it got real hot. I don't think we're going to have the extreme conditions that we had last year. We had to cut the first day. We went 2 days last year with this. We had to cut the first day short due to the heat.
Coach got a little hot too, didn't he?
I was going to try and leave that alone, but
we won't say any names, Coach Register.
But yeah, we're doing a great job. We did last year. We're doing now. We tell them to hydrate. The emphasis nowadays on keep taking care of these athletes and making sure that they're eating right, nutrition, water, you know, and concussions, the level of emphasis that's being put on safety now and that we try to put on safety, and I imagine the whole state is. It's just unbelievable.
You were talking about Nebraska has something where they might be doing something on the field and stuff, and I don't know if colleges
– concussions.
Yeah, if you have a baseline test. Now, in high school, is there a rule that when kids report, is there a baseline test used in high school, or how do y'all – you know, because you just said there's more emphasis on it. How do y'all go about that?
I don't know to what extent we do baseline testing. I do know that our trainer, Corey Weir, does a computer-based test with our athletes. And in the event of a concussion, they have to take this test again. And it shows just how the extent of their concussion. We're lucky enough to have that. And he does a great job with our concussion prevention. And we spend a lot of emphasis on the safety of the athletes.
Yeah,
we condition during practice. We don't really try to condition after practice. Ours is based on the running to and from station to station.
Right, and we had players that would intentionally try not to do as well on that baseline test. And they would get called out and they're like, come on now, you can do better than that, because they don't want to lose their job.
Yeah, you know.
You saw it with Alex Smith. I mean, you see it with other players. You get in trouble, not get in trouble, but have a concussion. You want to come back because you can lose your job.
You know yellow and blue make green. Come on, please. When we come back, I've got ESPNU is going to play the top 25 games of 2012. That's college football. Do you think Arkansas is on that list somewhere?
That one, they had a close game. Was it Mississippi or Mississippi State?
Kenny, do you think they're on that list?
From last year, no.
From last year.
Joe, Louisiana Monroe.
That could be on there, yeah.
Louisiana Monroe.
The upset, yeah.
34-31. It's going to air on July the 21st at noon on ESPNU. Plus, I have Mark Schlabaugh's best college football games of each weekend when we come back. Kenny, thanks so much.
Thank you.